Osman and Kevin from
Rye.
Hiya, mate.
Where are you?
Where are you, Andrew?
I'm still in the room with you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Just for the purpose of the tape.
For the benefit of the tape.
Yeah, and the listeners. We can't see Andrew, but I think he can see us.
Yeah. He's hiding.
It used to be that I'd just keep moving further away from you.
Yeah, and we couldn't hear
now
you.
Now I've literally put a curtain between us.
Yeah, it's so rude, isn't it? I feel a bit offended.
I feel intimidated, even though
intimidated.
Yeah.
I feel like we've
offended him.
I reckon the curtain's going to come back in a bit, and he's going to come out in a white gown and say, with big rubber gloves, and go, "I'm ready for you now, George."
Funny you should say that.
What's going on, John? What do you know?
I've just been busy.
Busy doing what?
Prepping for interviews that are coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I've been speaking to you last night.
Yeah.
Are we interviewing Chris Fenson?
Yeah, Chris Fenson. That's one of our interviews. You've got some homework to do for that one,
yeah.
You know. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing we've got pending, Andrew, which is exciting.
I've not had a message back, but I've messaged the special needs band from Manchester called the Spotlighters.
Oh yeah.
I've not had a message back from their manager, but...
But work in progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And do we need to talk about your holiday? Are you still on your holidays or are you back home now?
No, I'm back home now.
And how's that going?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not battered, yeah?
No, not yet.
Because I think of the last podcast, weren't you, being a bit rude?
No.
Insulting everybody.
Yeah, but that wasn't me dad's.
Mr. Potty Mouth.
That wasn't me dad's.
Well, I need to talk about it. Andrew, have you seen the news this week?
I've seen it, but narrow it down a little bit for me.
Right. God, okay.
I'd say the same. Narrow it down for us.
There's been a bit of another bit of a Coldplay thing going on.
Oh.
Have you not seen it?
No.
It was a tennis match.
Right.
And some kid was getting a hat given to him by the tennis player.
Oh, yes.
And the dad's grabbed the bloke next door to him, just grabbed it. Snatched it out of his hand.
Yeah, I believe he was a businessman, wasn't he?
He was a CEO, another CEO. And a lot of people are, there's a lot of hate for him online, obviously. And who was the tennis player? Hang on a minute, I'll tell you who the tennis player was. Oh, he's a Polish tennis player called Kamil. I can't even pronounce that name, but he's called Kamil.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a Polish tennis player. So have you not seen this on the news?
I've not seen
socials?
It, no.
You need to check it out. It's so mean. Andrew, have you seen it?
I think I saw it last night, yeah. Doesn't this tennis player try and give this young boy his cap or something?
Yeah.
And the guy stood next to him, who is this businessman, whips it out of the hand of the tennis player before the boy can get it.
Oh.
And there's been an outrage.
That's mean, isn't it? Well, he's threatening now, if anybody actually says anything about him, that CEO guy, he's going to sue people. But I think he's just poking a bear there, because everybody's just going to comment now. But I'll upload the link for you to have a look.
Do you know what I think of that?
Go on.
I think it's...
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done, that man.
Oh, I wondered where you were going there, Jordan. So we had our own legal case incoming.
That saved you an edit, to be fair, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, George.
Yes.
What else is going on, mate?
I'll tell you where I have been this morning.
Go on.
We've been to Cars the Bakers.
The one in Bolton. There's a big one in Bolton, isn't there?
No, it's in... Is it Ashton?
I think I want Ashton.
Yeah.
All right.
Ashton. I went there this morning and they do lovely pork pies.
Yeah, they are nice. The one in Bolton's like a huge, it's like a Toys R Us. What's the one in Ashton? Is that quite big?
What, a Toys R Us for pies?
Yeah, literally. But no, it's as big as that kind of building, you know what I mean?
Andrew.
Yes.
What's your favourite pie?
Oh. Yeah.
We're done with biscuits. We moved on to pies.
Yeah.
Favourite pie? Meat and potato.
Important business. That's a great topic, yeah.
What's your favourite pie, Kev?
Probably cheese and onion.
Onion pasty.
Yeah.
Meat and potato pie.
I'm going to turn this on its head.
Go on.
Steak and kidney pie.
No, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Do you know what I do like?
What?
A meat and potato pie.
Yeah.
some Warburton's bread, butter. Yes! And make it as a sandwich.
Oh, it's not just me.
Oh, you do that as well?
Because I will eat a meat and potato pie, but I'll only have it like that, like you just described.
Not on my sofas, you won't.
Oh, where's that microwave? He said there's a microwave in here somewhere.
Yeah, we need a curry as well.
So you've been banned from eating in here?
I've been banned from drinking. I've been from...
Oh, I thought you meant been banned from alcohol then.
No.
No, I'm never going to let you ever drink in here ever again.
He likes a beer. Jordan, don't you?
No, I don't like a beer.
You do?
It depends where I am.
Every time I phone you, were in a pub somewhere getting leathered.
I know. It's always on a Thursday.
Is that a new help of yours? She's got a bit of a drink problem and all, hasn't she?
Yeah, she got a massive drink problem.
You know, the other week you were talking about TV and that you'd been watching. What had you been watching, you were saying?
Oh, Where the Heart Is and... Where the Heart Is.
Yeah.
I thought I'd been watching somewhere else then, but I hadn't.
Well, I decided, on your behalf, on behalf of the podcast, to have a look into, like, the top 10 1980s TV series.
Yeah, but I weren't alive in the 1980s, so I won't know any of them.
Well, hang on a minute. You were referring to 1980s series, weren't you?
No. Where the Heart Is was late 90s and early 2000s.
Really?
Google it.
What do you say, Andrew? I thought it was 80s.
No.
No, it probably was late 90s.
Yeah?
It was.
Yeah.
Well, and do you remember the 90s then?
Yeah.
All right. So my homework about 80s TV is just forget it then.
Yeah.
It won't be wasted on me.
All right. Well, I just feel a bit...
Yeah, but I might know some of it. I just weren't alive in the 80s.
No, yeah. I'll give you a couple of, and then you can guess a few. Number 10 in the top 10 of 80s TV was things like Family Ties.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember that one.
No, I don't. Is this UK or worldwide?
I'd say it was worldwide. It could be a bit Americanized, really, though, to be honest with you. Because number 9 is Saved by the Bell.
Oh, Screech and...
Yeah. Yeah. I used to love that.
No.
I remember that.
Dallas was in there for top TV. Miami Vice. And do you want to take a pop at maybe the top three or four, anybody?
Knight Rider.
Who?
Knight Rider.
Yeah, that's in there.
Baywatch.
Hang on. Baywatch. Not in the top 10.
Grange Hill.
I love Grange Hill.
Biker Grove.
What was that song that they did on the deck?
No, that was PJ and Duncan.
Yeah, that was Biker Grove, though, wasn't it?
Well, let's get ready to rumble.
Let's
get ready.
Andrew, I could be wrong. Has that been played on your station?
Of course it has, yes.
Woo!
It actually came up in a quiz question the other day. I was listening to that 10 to the Top, and there was a question about Nick Berry.
Right.
And it was some song he had a hit in the 80s. And I knew what it was because of Andrew last week.
I don't know what it is.
Every Loser something, was it?
Every Loser Wins, Nick Berry.
He knows number all the words.
One. Featured in EastEnders.
Oh.
We've got a special treat for you, John.
Who?
Have we, Andrew?
Oh, I don't know, have we?
I think we have. We've been in touch with DJ Ray Charo.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's in Ibiza.
Right.
And I'm hoping, through the magic of podcasting and TV, that we're going to give him a call now so we can have a chat with him. You're for it.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
Why?
No, I mean, I haven't rehearsed. No, not rehearsed. I haven't written any questions down.
No, well, we'll just play it by ear.
Right.
Just give him a call, say hello. Are you up for it?
Okay.
Shall we do it, Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Hello, you've reached Jay Orchard. Sorry, I can't get the phone right now.
Oh, my word.
You leave me a message, I will get back to you.
Oh, my goodness. Cancel that, mate. What an absolute bellend.
Is that who he is?
Oh, my God.
Is that who he is? Is that who he is?
That's absolutely ruined.
Is that who he is?
Jay Orchard.
I know, but is that who Ray Charo is? Is it?
Yes. What an absolute idiot.
What a knobhead.
He's ringing now, Andrew, if you want to try and ring him. Let's just give him some grief because he's an idiot. That's an odd ringtone.
No.
Isn't it?
It's not abroad.
No, clearly not.
Hello, you've reached JR. Oh. Sorry, I can't get the phone right now. Please leave me a message. I will get back.
Shall we leave him a message?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Jake, you absolute tool. We were phoning for
Ray Charles.
Yeah. And it was a bit of a giveaway when you get an answer machine saying, hello, this is Jay Orchard. Mm. Yeah, Ray Charles, DJ Ray Charles was an anagram of Jay Orchard.
Oh. I'm fit.
You got brain damage, haven't you?
It's not your fault.
Not your fault.
What's next, big boy?
Shall we do flying facts?
Yep. I don't give a flying fact. Go on then, John. Let's have it.
I can't go first.
Why not?
You go first.
Oh, because you weren't ready anyway. You introduced the
feature. Hang on, the phone's coming out. This could take us 15 minutes here.
No.
We're going to have to get you a bigger phone.
I know.
I'm going to get you an iPad.
Have you got some lift music while waiting?
Hey, Siri, open Grammarly. Right, I'm ready to go.
Go on.
Fact number one.
Yes.
I started school when I was 2 years old. We once went to Wales with my mum and her friend, and he fell out with my mum because we arrived back before him.
Hang on, what? Hang on.
Hey, what?
We once went to Wales with my mum and some family, but we went with our friends. And then my friend got annoyed with my mum because she got back before him. Yeah?
Still doesn't make any sense to me, but go on.
Okay.
Read it.
This one is the lie.
What?
It says, we went to Wales with a friend, and then on the way back, he fell out with my mum because he didn't arrive back before us.
Yeah, that's it. And no. and then the last one,
yeah,
is I've met Teddy Sheringham.
Right.
Right, well, that's another Man United one.
Which one's the lie?
What was the first one again, please?
I started school when I was 2 years old.
No one starts school at 2 years old. Do they?
You do if you've got brain damage.
No. If you're like Sheldon Cooper, maybe. You know what I mean? You go to school a lot earlier than you should do in university when you're really young.
Mm.
At two, you can't do school. You do nursery.
Yes. Yes.
But that's not school, is it? No, Andrew, what do you say?
Well, it's nursery school.
Yeah. What was the second one? Something about getting there before your mum got there. That just made no sense.
Right, we went to Wales with a friend.
Yeah.
And this is on the way back. Because he didn't get home first, he fell out with my mum.
Why did he think he was going to get home first, or she?
Because he had a faster car.
So he just pulled his face because he...
Right, okay, so that's true.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going so, with that. Teddy Sheringham, who's he play for?
Well, Man United is probably when Jordan would have been...
Old enough.
Yeah.
Did he slap me or did he smell his hair or anything?
No.
You sure?
What did he say to you?
Hi, I'm Teddy Sheringham.
Right, okay. So I'm going with that one as the lie.
You go with that one?
Yeah.
I'm going with the driving home thing. That seems... No, I'll go with you. Yeah. Go on, John.
You ready, boys?
Yeah.
Ted Sheringham is indeed the lie.
Yes!
I'm getting good at these, though, thinking of the... Yeah, I'm getting good at it.
Well, you weren't quite so good at the what did he say to you reply, though, were you?
No.
That's what gave you away, you see.
Mm. Are you ready, boys?
Yes. Yep.
Here we go. Got three facts for you, and one of them's a lie, just to remind you all. I once marketed and sold air guitar strings. Fact number one. Fact number two, I got drunk with a ginger kid from Easter's East.
Oh, did you?
Fact number three, I once told Paul McCartney to pee off and hung up on him on the phone. Discuss, boys.
Hmm.
The first one, yeah.
Guitar.
You can't sell air guitar strings because it's an air guitar, so it's not even real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, Kevin could.
Yeah, he probably could.
And I believe, I want to believe, but I don't know, I want to believe that you've told Paul McCartney to f*** off.
Yeah, you didn't need to swear. I said pee off. Now he's got to edit over there.
Yeah, but it's not.
Where's your chicken?
You said... he said this yesterday. He'd try and do things to make me swear. And what's he done?
I didn't mean you. Right, yeah, okay, so, yeah. Anything else you need to ask me, boys?
I don't know what East is. Is that a movie?
Yeah.
What?
Andrew, I am very, very disappointed.
You know, I don't watch movies. I only watch Muppets Christmas Carol.
He doesn't know what East is.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Yeah. Easter's East was a mid-90s movie about Asian families living in the north of the country, and it's very comical and very funny, and there was a little ginger kid on it. And that's the ginger kid from Easter's East.
And did you know the ginger kid from Easter's East was also in Coronation Street?
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played the foster kid called Wayne.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Right. So, do you want me to repeat all of them to refresh your memory, or are you both good?
Well, I'm pretty certain you would sell air guitar strings.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just wondering where you would do that. Where did you do that?
Online. Did it online.
How many years ago?
Oh, probably about 15 years ago. Well, air guitars, you know, have been quite popular over the years, haven't they?
Yeah, did he make much money?
Yeah, air guitars are really popular, so, you know.
Where did you sell them 15 years ago online?
On eBay, in places like that.
On eBay.
Temu.
No, Temu wasn't around then. But eBay, we put a message up saying, air guitar strings, do you want to buy some? And people bought them.
Is, right, staying with eBay and Temu for a minute, yeah. Do we reckon Temu is a genuine site? Because it can never make money at the prices they sell stuff.
Everything that surrounds you in your studio is from Temu.
Yeah. Can you? I bought stuff from Temu. But they're like an angry ex, so they don't leave you alone after you bought some. They just keep messaging you.
Is it good quality stuff, Andy?
No.
Yeah.
Some of it's... I've had a couple of things out there, Andrew.
There's some good stuff on there, but it's just cheap stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of cheap junk.
Yeah.
Just so we're not playing the game anymore, then.
What?
We need another feature called Jordan's Tangent, because there's one every week.
No, it was related to one of his...
Yeah, fair enough.
Which bit's the real one, then?
I once marked his old air guitar trees, I got drunk with a ginger kid from Easter's East, and I told Paul McCartney's pee off and hung up on him. Which one are you going for?
Well, I think the lie is going to be the air guitar, because I don't think you were answering questions quickly enough, and they were a bit vague. But I'm interested to know, why did you tell Paul McCartney to pee off?
Yeah.
Okay, well, should we just decide which we're going with then? And then we'll
go on then, air guitar.
You both got an air guitar?
Yeah.
You're both wrong, because the answer was, I lied when I said I told Paul McCartney to pee off. I did actually sell air guitar strings.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, true story. We put them online, and they were in little cases, and there was nothing in the cases, obviously, right? And we had labels for them, and my friend Andy Ellie did all the script on the back, and he said, these strings are going to enhance your sound, and if they ever break, all that you have to do, one just needs to weld them back together. You can use them again and again. True story.
How much did that enterprise make you?
Not a lot, but people did actually buy it and give us rave reviews. So, I'll send you the links. People like, my boyfriend loved these strings. All of, here's another joke.
Right, episode 73. Kevin is winning 24 points to 19.
Go on, Kevin.
Am I going first?
Yeah, because...
Okay. So, listen, I was in a shoe shop this morning, boys, and I was trying on some shoes, and I said to the shoe assistant, I said, these shoes are too tight. So she said, try it with the tongue out. I said, they're tight.
And what's really great is that was on video. Look out for that clip on Facebook.
Oh.
Excellent.
A
bloke says, I got a piece of string, yeah? And the bloke says, what are you pulling that piece of string for? And I goes, well, I can't push it.
Just give me the point. That's all I say. Give me the point.
25 points to 19 to Kevin. What in God's name was that? You had 2 weeks to think of that.
Yeah.
I know.
2 weeks.
Mm. He's been busy. He's not been able to win.
And that's
yet,
what you came up with.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd think sat on the toilet all that time, you'd have a lot of time to think, wouldn't you?
I just think the worst thing about this episode is that bloody not getting in touch with DJ Ray Charo.
We got another tangent there.
He's right, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I am.
Do you think we should go?
Yeah.
So say goodnight, John.
Goodnight, Jordan.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.